Darrell, this morning, Stats Canada releasing its latest unemployment report, and it's a report that seems to have surprised a few here.
I think very much so. Prior to the report, they were looking for a gain of 10,000 jobs in the Canadian economy, and it came out 46,400 new jobs, and sending the unemployment rate to 5.8%, which is now a 33-year low.
Is this... I mean, the report itself is always guarded as key because it does give us a sign of the health of our economy. Is that what this does here, Darrell?
Very much. And it's the very strong underlying job creation, of course, very strong economy. And interesting to see what kind of a price inflation we've had on the labor front as compared to the general rate of inflation in the economy. Year-over-year rise in labor costs of 4.9%, which is double the 2.4% inflation rate from the rest of the economy.
So people are also earning more these days.
Definitely earning more, and then I think we can also look for with the higher input costs for housing, energy, etc., food prices, probably translate into additional demands by the labor market as we move forward here, Ray.
So with these numbers, they do impact a lot of different financial markets. Our dollar, what is the key influence right now, Darrell?
Well, I think the Bank of Canada has to be careful here that they don't follow the recent trend in the American economy by lowering interest rates too rapidly, because we are setting ourselves up for an inflationary issue here as we go forward. So they're going to have to temper lowering rates to stimulate things at the expense of letting inflation start to get ahead of steam, and then it becomes difficult to pull back in again.
So keeping at least rates steady right now, Darrell, what's your prediction here?
Well, that's what I would look for, and if there is any further cuts, it's going to be very small, very temporary, Ray. We also have this impact upon our Canadian currency because our rates now are premium to the American economy. And should the Bank of Canada decide to leave rates steady and not drop them in the next report, I think that'll be quite bullish for the Canadian dollar.
So this report today in itself provides a bit more support for our loonie here, Darrell?
Yes, we had, of course, a fairly good sell-off from the rally highs that happened in early November. We went from 110, which is the all-time high, back down to about 97.5. We were there again recently, but now we're starting to crawl back up again above par. And in previous reports, that's what we look for the par level to be a level of support. So we'll go with that idea that par will be support and that we can maybe look for some further advances above that.
And it probably doesn't hurt that folks like Warren Buffett are even talking about supporting the Canadian dollar. Provides even a little support that way, hey, Darrell?
Yes, I would imagine his comments will direct investment funds into our Canadian currency, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.